Welcome to today's show. You listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. My name is Raghunath K. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. On today's show, we're going to be having a Drum Spider special edition. A Drum Spider, aka Scott Sterling, from the Bay Area, California. And we're going to be focusing on his music, and also we have a exclusive interview that we did with him in October, late October of 2015, that we're going to be airing segments in between his tracks. We're going to kick things off with a new track from him, Fingerbeat from Sound Sigils, and then we'll weave into the in and out of the interview segments, breaking once in a while just to let you know what's being played. Hope you're doing good. Hope you enjoy what's to come here on today's episode of Mantra.
Thank you. my first question, I guess, is why are you doing what you're doing? What got you into working with music and sound in the first place?
Well, to me, it's mainly about drumming and rhythm. I've been a percussionist and drummer for much longer than I've been producing electronic music. And so the center of the whole thing is really the drum and the rhythm. And that's the part of the music that I play live and whenever I'm performing. And everything else in the music sort of built around that. And my musical interests, like the influences of old traditional music that you hear in the music, mainly were things that I was introduced to through investigating drumming. Such as Arabic music and belly dance music and sort of old European folk music, and which is my recent interest. And so it's all kind of, I learned about the music through learning the rhythms and really being into the percussion instruments and the traditional rhythms.
You into drumming? How did that happen for you?
Well, I think I was attracted to the kind of, at first it was just sort of the raw physicality of playing the drums. I started with drum set and playing in rock bands, and it was kind of this sort of combination of, it's a musical activity, but then it's this sort of physically involving, trance-inducing kind of sort of whole body experience, you know, playing the drums. And and I think that's what got me into it. I mean, I think there was a sense of I was exposed to music that was sort of kind of tribal, experimental, industrial, those genres, and I really love the groups that created this kind of ritualistic sort of drum and rhythm centered experience.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of those groups? What are some of those bands?
I think like an early influence in the sense of a real drum centered group was Crash Worship from the 90s. And they were a Southern California group, and their sort of live, it's hard to call them shows, but their sort of live experiences were just total immersion. Like you'd be drenched in like wine and chocolate sauce and just all kinds of things when you came out of one of their shows. I mean, it was really like a contemporary at the time version of a Dionysian ritual or something like that. And it was very much centered on heavy percussion. You know, three drummers were really the center and the backbone of the music.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned Southern California. Is that where you grew up, or where did you grow up?
No, I'm from Massachusetts, East Coast, United States originally. And then I went to school at various places on the West Coast. I encountered Crash Worship in San Diego. Later on, I I played in this group called the Extra Action Marching Band, which is based in Oakland, and it's formed by one of the members of Crash Worship. And my drumming path kind of took me a little more in the direction of theater at first, actually, though. A lot of my early drumming ventures were playing with theatrical groups, you know, circus arts, aerials, modern dance, fire, and things like that.
Other creative projects that you're plugged into?
For the most part, you know, Drum Spider, the musical project, is my main focus, and I do have a kind of visual art and graphic design venture as well, and I'm going to be showing some of my artworks at the Moksha Art Fair in Miami coming up. It's not very often that I do an exhibit of visual artworks, but it happens from time to time, and hope to get it going more often. And also I design the covers of my EPs and things like that. So it's kind of a visual aspect that ties in to the music. And also my visual inspiration comes from a lot of the same sources as my musical inspiration, and so I'm really into old European design styles like Celtic and Norse and interlacing kind of things, and sort of like a pagan, heathen aesthetic in visual design.
Do you remember when you first started getting interested in this kind of stuff, paganism, and do you remember when that first happened for you and what that was like?
I think the sympathy with the sort of pagan traditions of Europe goes a really long way back for me. I was sort of educated reading the sort of good Roman classics and kind of the traditions of the Mediterranean, which were, you know, an ancient pagan culture. And I think I just had those sympathies. I think I was one of those people who said, like, if you asked me what religion I was, I would say, yes, I'm pagan. But for a long time, it wasn't really an explicit, you know, conscious spiritual practice. And in the past few years, it has become that for me.
You listen to Mantra on CATR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory, Vancouver, British Columbia. My name is Raghunath Kay, and today's episode we've been listening to interview segments with Drum Spider, and also music from him, and we're going to continue with that. So I'll just let you know what has been played so far in terms of music from him. We heard a fingerbeat from his most recent release, Sound Sigils, also Pacific Drums from 2010's Kytheria, and also in there a remix by him of Dzhola's Our Dream World from the Great Mystery Remixes Part 1. Going to play a couple of public service announcements, and then we will be right back with to continue more with the interview and music from Drum Spider.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasque Mustail.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it, it's almost indecent of me.
We're going to kick off the next set with more music from Drum Spider and Forest Lovers from Sound Sigils, his most recent release, and then we'll weave back into the interview segments. Listen to CATR 101.9 FM.
Hear the term conscious community used a lot. What does that mean to you? Like, what is conscious community? Or, you know, what is community, and what does that mean to you?
What it means to me as a musician is that there's a tribe of people that's interested in exploring the consciousness expanding or uplifting aspects of music, and I can't pretend to have sort of an overview. I'm not really like a, you know, completely immersed in sort of community matters myself. Like, I'm not an organizer or of any sort, but I think I do my part mainly as a musician of sort of providing the soundtrack for it and the rhythm for it and the rhythms and sounds that allow people to dance with intention or perform on stage with intention that fits their, brings them closer to their either authentic selves or facilitates their spiritual practice in dancing or performing.
What kind of things do you communicate through your music?
I don't think, I mean, I am not a musician who works in the sort of explicit messages through music, but I do think there's a certain quality of energy that I do seek to transmit, and I know when I'm channeling that and it's reaching when it's reaching the dancers, and I think it's hard to define exactly what my focus is that maybe makes that I try to hone into, but I think there's kind of a sensual quality, there's kind of a like sacred dance meets sacred sexuality kind of energy that I am trying to be in contact with, in addition to that, I mean, I make reference to sort of heathen themes and other themes that I happen to be thinking of at the time, but I think that kind of intersection of like sensuality and dance and rhythmic, you know, rhythmic energy is, I think that's the best I can do to describe my main focus.
And I get that too. And I guess, you know, the belly dance feel has that too, right? Some of your tracks have that kind of belly dance feel to it.
Yeah, belly dance has one aspect of it. I mean, recently I've been performing with belly dancers in various situations for a long time. Recently, I've performed with dancers of this group called the Serpent Sanctum, and they perform with snakes and kind of intersect with them in California at Symbiosis and elsewhere. And then my latest two gigs in Vancouver, like one of them was a great party called Erotica Electronica, which was in Vancouver, and then another show in Victoria, which kind of there's a lot of kind of exploration of, you know, sexual freedom and you know, you're exploring your primal atavistic self, you know, in at both of these shows. And I think it struck me as just that's the kind of setting that I want my music to be, to facilitate.
Some people who you're inspired by musically or otherwise for that matter?
I think my inspirations are a little more like a little more traditional music, and I'm now just kind of immersing myself in the sweep of old European and Mediterranean music, and one particular the influence that stands out is not really a traditional music, but a drummer, Glenn Velez, who a lot of your listeners have probably heard of, master of the frame drum family, and that's the family of drums that I'm most interested in now and that I practice every day. And so definitely like soaking up, you know, frame drum techniques and music involving those types of drums. And in the world of electronic music, it's harder to pinpoint. I don't really have one, you know, idol that I totally look up to. I mean, I'm a little more kind of just sort of soaking up the genres as they come along, and you know, the sounds, and I'm kind of influenced by all the sounds that come up, and because I work at a lot of varied tempos, and so I kind of skip around the channels of dance music a lot. I'm not that kind of focused on one particular artist or one particular genre.
Thank you.
the phrase sacred bass has been coming up more, and people have described my music that way, and other producers I've been associated with, like, you know, the Desert Dwellers and Kali Scintilla maybe, and just, you know, just kind of other sort of bass music with that sort of deeper, more intentional focus. I mean, I'm a little shy about terms like sacred bass and all the whole spiritual thing, because I just have a little bit of modesty about that. I just want to put the music out, and then other people can decide whether it's sacred or whether it's uplifting, or when, you know, I'm a little shy about just sort of slapping that term onto my music and telling people it's like sacred and, you know, things like that. So, but it does seem to describe a little movement that's going on. It does describe a lot of the sort of mutual electronic music context that I've been working in.
Computer technology changed things, changed the world, and especially in terms of music.
I think the most important thing to me is that the digital technology, especially the ability to play music from a laptop and to produce music with a laptop, has really enabled me to do what I do now, which is travel all over the place and perform and sort of carry and produce the music with me while traveling. And I think it's really a different world, and it's something that wouldn't be possible, you know, in decades past, with where it producing the music required a bunch of heavy studio equipment, and then performing was also this kind of crate loads of gear. And by nature, I'm a minimalist with gear. I mean, I really don't have a proper studio or anything at home. It's really just like my laptop and a USB mic and my drums, you know, and it's very simple. And I kind of feel that it's like mainly technology has provided this mobile platform on which to do what I do in music, and so I'm grateful for the technology.
So in your travels, where you're performing in lots of different places, what are some of your favorite festivals? What have been some of your favorite experiences with touring and playing at different events?
Oh, this was a busy summer, and I played at 12 festivals, and it's hard to pick out a favorite. I really enjoyed Cascadia and the Imagine Festival, which was very close to you, just on the other side of the border, Orcas Island, Washington. And let's see, Firefly Connection in North Carolina. I feel like I'd be leaving out some great people if I just mentioned a couple and didn't mention them all. I don't know if I can list them all off the top of my head, but I really like the outdoor sort of forest festivals in beautiful locations, and I played at quite a few of those and sort of encountered a lot of good people.
Mentioned your connection with drums, so obviously when it comes to your name, you know, Drum Spider, that makes sense, but why Drum Spider? Where did that name come from?
Someone made up that phrase as part of a promotional email describing a band that I was in playing drum set a long time ago, and they said the lineup was guitar, bass, and a drum spider or something like that. And so I like the fact that it was made up by someone else, and someone else described me that way. And so I didn't really consider a list of names for my solo project. That just seemed like the one that it had to be immediately. And it's really become more and more appropriate over the years because I've gotten much more into, hand percussion, Arabic tabla, frame drum techniques, and they involve a lot of finger rolls and independent finger work. And so it's sort of, it's become more appropriate. It's definitely come to fit me more and more.
What do you have coming up? You mentioned to me earlier just about you have some tracks that you're going to be releasing, or that you're going to release now. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I'm putting out an EP of 5 tracks independently. It's called Sound Sigils, and It's going to inaugurate my Bandcamp page, and it's also going to be available on iTunes and the usual sort of digital outlets. And it's basically the rhythmic musings of 2015. So far, mostly earlier in the year before I started touring the summer. And so it's the latest tracks that I've played at all the festivals this summer. And it's relatively, you know, focused on the mid-tempo and sort of funky, high-energy kind of feel that I've been playing with live, and a little more of a Celtic and European influence than previous works, maybe. Although there is a total Arabic belly dance style track on there. And so, yeah, just sort of, it's a sampling of the range of what I've been doing for the past few months.
How would people find you online? You just mentioned Bandcamp, and so what do people search for if they wanted to hear your music?
The Bandcamp page is not up yet, although as a side note, by the time you air this, I'm planning on doing the Bandcamp page like today, so maybe I can say yes, search for Drum Spider on Bandcamp, and hopefully if all goes well, it will be there by the time anyone hears this. And besides that, though, I have a SoundCloud page, and my music can also be purchased at iTunes and Beatport and all the usual places.
We're back. You listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. My name is Raghunath K. It's been a pleasure being here with you today. We've been listening to an interview that I did with the Bay Area's Drum Spider in late October of 2015. If you want to search for him online, the spelling is D-R-U-M. S-P-Y-D-E-R, Drum Spider, so it's with a Y instead of an I. And the tracks that we heard in there, as well mixed in with the interview, we heard from Drum Spider remixing Theodova's Symbiotic from the Symbiotic Remixes release, also Pacific Drums from Kytheria. Earlier on, we heard Bele Beladi from Kythera also. We heard Fingerbeat and Forest Lovers from his most recent release that he mentioned, Sound Sigils. Also, a remix of Subaqueous's Insistent Shades from Recreate. And there was also a remix of Dust Dwellers, Our Dream World from The Great Mystery Remixes Part 1. Currently in the background, also listening to Desert Dwellers from the Ecstatic Rapture. I think it's the Open Spaces mix of that track. Thanks for tuning in today. I've got one more track to play before the next show, Nashavonia, coming up here on CITR at 6 o'clock. On, in your browser, you can go to mantraradio.co. Also on SoundCloud, Mantra Radio, all one word, to connect with previous episodes. Also CITR.ca for all the podcasts for this show and all the shows on CITR, and to find out more about the station. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Next week, Mantra Radio will be preempted. And so in 2 weeks' time for another live installment. Last track will be Drum Spider remixing Desert Dwellers' Wandering Sadhu from Nomadic Ecstatic. The Wandering Remix is Volume 1. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Thanks so much to Scott Sterling, a.k.a. Drum Spider, for taking time out to do that interview with us a few months ago. See you next time. Take care of yourselves. Until then, bye for now. Here's Wandering Sadhu, remixed by Drum Spider.
Thank you.